City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Of course, Stephen Smith was in action in Connecticut at the Foxwoods Resort Casino, and he was taking on Jose Pedraza for the IBF World Junior Lightweight Championship. Let's reflect on that. It wasn't to be for him. Michael McKenna from the Liverpool Echo joins me. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Steve.
Sum it up. Was it a heroic effort from Stephen?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, brave was the, you know, the one word. You can take out of that performance. He was brilliant. He was brilliant from the first bell to the last bell, and one mistake in the ninth that really cost him this fight.
I've seen that. I've seen the piece you've written this morning, and the judges' scorecards were 117, 110, 116, 111, and another of 116, 111. So they're quite wide margins, but I've seen it in the piece that you've written here. You feel there was just one round in particular that is maybe to account for those wide margins.
Yeah, if you know the ninth, you know, whatever way you had your scorecards, say maybe Pedraza, you know, going into the ninth may have led by one. You know, it may have been even. You know, it was that close. I think at the halfway stage, I had it even after six. So going into the ninth, it was all to fight for, really. And Stephen was caught with, you know, a wicked counter right, and you know he took it well. He stumbled, but unfortunately, you know, he was hurt. He needed his glove to remain upright, and you know that cost him a count, a 10-8 round. But if you look at it, instead of, you know, if he had have got that round, you know that's 3 points. You know, if he had won the round, maybe 10-9. That's 3 points, and he was still reeling from it in the 10th. You know, he was still under pressure, still recovering from it. And at that point, you thought, you know, he'll do well to see out the fight. But, you know, he went on and won the 11th brilliantly and was brilliant in the 12th as well. You know, so the powers of recovery were brilliant. So the 9th and 10th, you know, that's four points he lost. You know, he could have turned around, like the 3 points turned around in the 9th and 2 points in the 10th, if he had won that round. You know, that's the difference. He took the hit and the count in the 9th, you know, still reeling in the 10th. And that really was, you know, if you look at the 116, 111, judges scored, two of them scored that, and that was your 9th and 10th. If it just had been a reversal of those two rounds, we would have been talking about something different this morning.
What sort of step up was it for him to actually enter that sort of world category level against a fighter like Jose Pedraza? Was it one that you can see he acclimatized to? Was there elements of, you know, his fight on that night that you thought, yeah, he looks at home here?
Yeah, the first two, three rounds, possibly, I think Stephen was maybe taken by surprise about, you know, the quality of Pedraza. And Pedraza is probably one of the best, if not the best, super featherweight there is around. But after the third round, you know, the middle rounds and before, obviously, the ninth, and even look at the 11th and 12th, Stephen was brilliantly. And you get a lot of fighters, you know, that fight for a world title, you know, to come off a European title win like he did last July. And, you know, you think about that, that's a long time to wait for a fight and to fight, you know, to come off nearly a year out into a world title fight is it's a big step up. And I think, you know, like I said, you get a lot of fighters that, you know, step up to that and, you know, go and, you know, do the 12 rounds and, you know, fight valiantly, and, you know, people come out, I think Stephen showed that he is more than capable of, you know, sticking around in that division. And like I said in the piece, it's a couple of tweaks rather than a whole revamp of a game plan. It's, you know, a few, you know, minor touches, and, you know, Stephen no doubt will operate at this level for some time to come. That was his first world title fight, and, you know, he can only learn from that, and I think he will learn in Joe Gallagher. He's a great trainer there, and, you know, like I said, it's just a few tweaks, but there's no doubt we'll see Stephen operate at this level and, you know, possibly and probably still bring a world title back to Liverpool.
It's sometimes, Michael, like entering the unknown, isn't it? I mean, we saw it perhaps with maybe Tony Bellew when he went and fought Adonis Stevenson. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not exactly the the same. But that idea of going over to America, the whole environment in which you're fighting, the standard of boxing, it doesn't always work out the very first time, does it?
No, no. And like I said, with Donald Stevenson and Bellew, you know, that Donald Stevenson is called Superman for a reason. Like, but with the Foxwoods Arena, and there was 6,000 in it. It's not a massive arena, and you know, it was very Puerto Rican heavy, you know, in terms of the support. Stephen went out there with his family, you know, and very few supporters. And, you know, the time difference, and nobody's out there, you know, a week in advance. But I think, you know, all those, you have to consider all those factors. And like I said, he took one hit after a slow enough start, you know, and that kind of made the difference. I think the experience, you know, will tell when we see Stephen fight again, you know, whether it's here in the UK or abroad. There's no doubt that will stand to him, that experience, because he's never really fought outside the UK from the writing center. He hasn't fought in America anyway. So, you know, it will stand him in good stead. It's a great experience for him, and he will come again.
Absolutely. We mentioned Tony Bellew there, and of course, Everton have got a licence for yes, a boxing event on May the 29th. Are we all but guaranteed to see Tony Bellew fighting for a world title belt against Olunga Makubu now?
I think so. Now, the first date that was mooted was the June the 4th. Now, that's a bit curious, that one, considering Liam Smith fights with Queensbury's Frank Warren at the Echo Arena. He defends his world title on June the 4th. Now, there was no way we were ever going to see two world title fights in Liverpool at two ends of the city. Now, it just would have been a massive conflict, even no matter what the difference between Warren and Matchroom. We were never going to see that. I think, you know, May 29th is a week before. It's not ideal, having two world titles in 2 weeks, or in the space of 7 days, really, in Liverpool. But I think, you know, that's pretty much on the cards, May 29th at Goodison. Should be a great one.
I think it's still curious, even if they were a week apart. You know, it's not cheap to go on a boxing night out. Most boxing fans aren't just sort of, they don't just side with a red or a blue. They essentially want to watch anyone from our city. And this idea of going to watch Tony one weekend and Liam the next, I think one of those fights will suffer as a consequence of this, and that's a shame.
Yeah, definitely. There was a part of me thinking that maybe, you know, is there a chance that the two of them could join, you know, in Goodison? But, you know, that was unlikely. It was always unlikely. And I think, you know, it's always going to be the fight the week after. You know, there's the novelty of, you know, Tony Bellew, big, massive Blues fan, fighting at Goodison. And of course, you know, he did it in Creed. And I think people will want to see that. We've had plenty of big nights at the Echo Arena, but I think Goodison is just something different. You know, and a week later then at the Echo Arena, I think, you know, it is unfortunate for Liam, unless we haven't heard Liam's opponent yet. But, you know, unless he brings in an absolute superstar,
a massive one, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, that remains to be seen. I think, you know, the Echo Arena and the Force will suffer a bit because of the novelty factor. And, of course, it's a Tony Bellew. Tony Bellew, everyone, no matter whether, like you said, whether you're a blue or red or behind Tony, and it was third time lucky for him.
Two great lads. Let's hope it goes well for them. Can't finish this without mentioning Anthony Fowler, of course.
Yes.
Lost his semi on, was that Friday, but won the third place playoff to make sure that he booked his spot in Rio.
Yeah, so three fighters from that middleweight category would have made the Rio Olympics. He fought. I watched his semi-final on the Friday. Great effort. It was the Frenchman Asamo. He was just a forward fighter. Just got the better of him. I think Anthony had a cut. You know, Anthony's had problems with cuts. Had a cut in that going into that fight, and I think that affected him maybe a little bit. But, you know, great turnaround on the Saturday. He's had some really tough fights in that European Championships, and to, you know, to take a defeat on the Friday, but, you know, turn it around on the Saturday in Bucharest, it's fantastic. You know, it really is. And I think there's no more deserving fighter. Like, you know, he's a hard working lad and has been working at it for well over 2 years.
Michael, thank you very much for your time this morning. Super stuff.
No problem. Thank you.
Michael McKenna there from the Liverpool Echo. You want to read his fight analysis from the weekend? Of course, Stephen Smith. His dream wasn't quite realised, but a great piece from Michael McKenna in today's Liverpool Echo.